Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 21st of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's over there pushing all the buttons. And what national day do we got today? Do we have today? Do we got today? Do we have today?
We do. It's Get Smart About Your Credit Day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Okay. I can live with that. Okay. And Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You're so lovely.
Look at, oh gosh, I love this rain. It's just nice, soaking.
Yeah,
getting that ground penetrated, filling up that lake, looking good. Good weather. Today we're looking for a high of 63 and a low of 54. Showers and heavy rain and breezy this evening. On Friday, showers, then chance of showers, high of 64 and a low of 51. On Saturday, rain, a high of 57 and a low of 51. On Sunday, heavy rain, high of 57, a low of 48. And on Monday, guess what? More rain. Just right in through the rest of the forecast of the week and into next week, back until next Thursday. Almost for a solid week, we're looking at rain.
They made the announcement today. I was watching Channel 7 weather. And when you've got this rain and you had the fires, here come flash floods.
There you go.
You've got the flash flood warnings going out.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, you've got all the ash and you've got all that open dirt and the trenches that they dug to fight the fire and all that's there.
That's there.
And not an opportunity to do anything about it or do any sodding.
Yeah, they can't get back in.
Yeah, so it is what it is. That's why I say the nice soaking rain, if we could just kind of take it easy and not get into the heavy rain, which is in the forecast. But the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. So yesterday we went out with our horse. And our horse has a complete shelter and doesn't have to be out in the rain. It's enclosed on all four sides with a big door. And so she was not out
in the rain.
No, she wasn't out in the rain. She was just a little damp, like she'd gone out and just kind of looked around and then come back. Well, then we take her over to this covered arena, and the covered arena has some wet spots in it, you know. And she goes over and rolls right in the middle of the wet spots. So she comes back happy, snorting. They love it, you know, jumping around, covered in mud. So, thank you very much. That was, 20 minutes of getting that offer. But I love the rain.
Yes. Well, I said, I made an investment last year in leaf gutters.
Oh, yeah.
And because I've had a continual, there's a certain little leaf that fills up my gutters, and I clean them, and I make sure they're clean right before the rains. As soon as we have a rain, those two downspouts plug up, and I'm out there with my ladder in the rain trying to get them out, and really angry, and it, because I get a waterfall off of my right in front of my garage door. Well, I'm going to say I made the investment in those things. I'm just a happy camper. There is no clogged gutters in my future, and I love it.
I only have one gutter, and it goes across the front of our house. And I haven't looked at that thing for years. I may have to. Maybe I'll go up there and see.
Well, if it's not a problem, this is to the point where, I got this waterfall running off my front of my garage.
That's different.
So every time I open my garage door, it fills up the garage number one, and it's a mess. Like I say, it's a constant thing. I haven't cleaned. I'm not ever going to clean a gutter again. The great investment.
Hey, I took a stand last night. Linda and I took a stand last night.
Okay.
In-N-Out Burger got shut down in San Francisco because they refused to do the government's job.
Yes.
They've said that they were not going to check people for vax cards or check IDs. It's not their job. They didn't want to have their employees get into altercations. And if the government wants wants those checked before you go in the restaurant, then you can do it. Well, they shut one down. They shut down, of course, the In-N-Out for a while, and then In-N-Out opened for the outside and takeout orders. Which seems to me, I don't know if it's a one of those walk, you only can walk in, probably, maybe in San Francisco, maybe it's just a walk in. I don't know. But last night, Linda and I, who've been on a diet for a few months, went straight to In-N-Out Burger. And I said, we stand with you. And they had no idea what we were talking about. Look, they're young kids. Linda says, I wonder when they advertise for In-N-Out Burger, do they advertise for cute, clean, kid, like the neighborhood kids to work at In-N-Out? I mean, because they're all like, very polite, clean cut, braces on their teeth. You're thinking, what? Where do these, do they go to a casting call and get actors to work at In-N-Out? Okay. Anyway, that was another stupid thing that San Francisco did.
That up and down the state, there are examples of people taking just ridiculous stands with this whole thing. I've been listening to one of the talk show hosts who's taken a stand against his company that's saying that, the thing I think that is so frustrating about it is this particular one, that the even the news people can't separate those people like you and I who are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not about the vaccine.
No.
It's about
not at all.
The mandate. It's about
totally
our
the mandate.
It's about our freedom. It's about our rights as American citizens.
About parents having a right to say what gets put into their children five years of age and older.
Really?
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
And so they but they don't seem to be able to draw that line. No. We're against vaccines, we're this, we're that. White nationalist, racist, don't care about our fellow man.
Yeah.
It has nothing. It's not about the vaccine. That's a personal choice you make. You do. It's part of your personal health history.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to be shared under our existing HIPAA laws.
You talk to your doctor about it. I mean, this is
you
something
make
a
your
decision you made with your doctor. And guess what? And people, but there is a group of people in this culture that would have you lose your job. Have you castigated? If they could, they'd want you to walk through the streets naked with this huge woman walking behind you, ringing a bell, and saying, shame.
Yes.
Shame. Shame.
This is what they want. They want to do this to everybody. If you're not vaccinated, we want you to walk through the streets. We want people to pelt you with garbage and old tomatoes and dog crap. That's what we want.
Do you know, and it's amazing that they cannot get it through their head that every situation is different. There's herd immunity, there's antibodies, there's people that have had a really bad case of COVID who just don't feel like maybe they need the vaccine.
No. It makes no difference.
None whatsoever.
Over 70% of Shasta County, by the way, is now vaccinated. So, latest figures. And the those are creeping up. And if you look at the statistics from people being in the hospital, the ones who are in the hospital, the vast majority of them have not been vaccinated. Everybody knows that. I think everybody knows that.
But there are but there are people who have been vaccinated who have died.
10%.
Or who have been gotten still get it.
Of the 98 people.
I got
people,
it after I was vaccinated.
Of the 98 people that have died, 9 of them had been vaccinated. Okay? So that's Well, that's 10% of that group. Yeah, and the safest is somebody that's had COVID and been gotten the vaccination.
But then do they need a booster?
Well, I think,
how much is enough?
No,
but they're looking at that saying
you don't, saying that you don't because your antibodies are up in those 90s at that point.
They need to check the antibodies, and that's where I'm at in this whole thing.
Well, you know what?
Before I'm going to get a booster, they're going to check my antibodies.
One of our employees, whose daughter had had COVID, they all got it. They all got it at a family gathering. So they all got COVID, one of our employees, the only one that had it. And that was, gosh, months and months and months ago. Her daughter works at a medical facility, and she had her antibodies tested, and she's at like 64% antibodies. And it's been, I don't know, 8 months since she had it. So her antibodies are in the 60s. Now, of course, you want your antibodies up higher. But what's the level where you can catch it anyway with the vaccine. So, yeah. It all comes down.
But it's about the mandate. It's not about the vaccine.
I have something we need to talk about when we get back. But one of the ways to help you keep strong and fight off anything, flu, COVID, is a good night's sleep.
Absolutely.
And if you start a schedule that you know that, you know, hey, I'm going to be in bed by 10 o'clock. I start doing things. I start turning off the electronics. I'm not reading my phone or my tablet, you know, right before I want to go to bed. You kind of relax, but you get yourself into a routine. And that really helps to you to get in bed and go to sleep on your sleep number bed.
And your sleep number bed, depending upon what you've been doing during the day, you can adjust that number. My sleep number is usually 55. Last few nights, I've gone down to 45 just because I feel like, and I've had three wonderful nights of sleep in a row by adjusting it down, but my back's been bothering me a little. So I think that's the beauty of the sleep number bed. Something happens in your life, changes a little bit, you can adjust that number.
You can. My sleep number setting is 40, and Linda's sleep number setting is 30 in our 360 smart bed. And, right now, if you want to have some life-changing sleep, start with a sleep number bed that has been rated 1 and 2 by the Consumer Reports. And Consumer Reports doesn't take any advertising. They just go out and give you just a no-nonsense valuation or any evaluation of so many products, everything from beds to cars to rototillers. So, but you can save up to $700 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed for a limited time, plus special financing. Just go over to the Sleep Number store and the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Steve or any of the pros in there. Lay on all the beds, and you're going to find one that's going to work for you. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 21st, 7:22 in the morning. It's going to rain today, tomorrow, next day after that. Clear to next Thursday, a week from today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They had their 15th birthday celebration the other day. Very well attended and great food and an open bar. Oh, it wasn't real open. It had, you know, like wine and beer. But 15 years in the business, Cornerstone Community Bank, and from the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, you know, we're here to inform, right?
Right.
Well, I've been seeing things that I was totally confused about. And, but now I am going to, give you the acronym, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what it means, so you will be you, Trish, but the royal you, it's everybody out listening. The latest sexual identities acronym is 2SLGBTQQIA+. That means two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and asexual, and all other sexual orientations and genders. And but you said, oh, I got it's easier than that.
It's easier than that. You can just sum it up real easy. Male and female.
There you go.
That's it. That's where it's at.
Hey,
you either are or aren't.
You know, the reason I did that is because Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, he missed one of those days. He was on vacation, but he missed one of those days, and he came out, and he tried to say that, T BTS, blah, blah. And he totally butchered it. I mean, how can you, I mean, how can anybody know all those? Okay, my favorite definition so far of the, came from a congresswoman about the Biden presidency.
Okay.
The weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Oh,
and where's Mayor Pete? But Mayor, you know, Mayor Pete has got two babies, and I realize that, that motherhood is difficult. It's important that you're there for 2 months while we're falling apart. You know, he's a transportation secretary. I mean, I know it's not the top tier. It's not Secretary of State. You know, it's none of those. You know, Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Ah, it's transportation secretary. Not a lot to do there, Pete, but my gosh, we're having a little crisis here. And he was gone. Nobody even knew where he was. He just kind of disappeared in July. So he's got another, I don't know how much longer, but you would think that Mayor Pete would say to his you know, significant other and say, or his husband, hey, you take care of the kids. I've got a nation to save.
Okay, go
you know, it's kind of like Superman. You know,
yeah.
I've got a nation to save. You hold the twins. Come on. The kids aren't going to know. They're babies.
Yeah.
They're not going to know if you're not there right away, you know, when they get a little bit older. But no. This is indicative of the whole Biden administration. Kamala. She's the border czar. How many times have you been down there?
Yeah, well, she hasn't. She's too busy.
She made it to El Paso.
Well, she's too busy staging little movies in with little kids that are
hired to be there.
Yeah,
they should have hired somebody to play her. Okay. One last thing, and then
okay,
there's a movie out called Old Henry.
Okay,
Old Henry, and it stars that guy that was in. Did you ever see the? He probably didn't. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, or. Oh, Lord, who art thou? With George Clooney. He's a character actor. He's the small one. And he kind of usually plays doofus guys. And this Western has, stars him and a couple other well-known actors. Not top, you know, not the A-list, but
okay,
good, solid actors are in this. And it's a Western set in 1908 in Oklahoma. And it has a twist in it, but it you know, we rented it, and you get it for 48 hours. We watched it, last night, it was Wednesday. We watched it Tuesday. Last night, I watched it again. We watched it again. It is so well photographed, and the dialogue is so good, and there is violence in it. Make no mistake, there's violence. Not one woman in the cast. Not one woman in the cast.
Yeah. No, not even a guy playing a woman.
No, none of that.
No.
Well, I don't think so.
There's just no women in
the. There's no women in the cast, and it all sets place around a farm in Oklahoma in 1908.
Huh.
You know, which was the area then was pretty unsettled. You know, there was you know they'd had the Oklahoma land rush, and and they got the term Sooners. People went in early, and as he said to his son, you know, I got in here early. But if you get a chance to see this, my friends,
the name of the movie again is
Old Henry.
Old Henry.
And if you know anything about history, as Old Henry, if you know anything about history, right away something went off in my head. You know, when it started. And, but as it progresses through, it is, Trace Adkins is in it. He played a good part, in this movie. And I'm trying to remember who the guy playing the bad guy is, but oh man, he was good too. But it's a tight cast, tight movie, well photographed, great scenes in it. Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
If you get a chance, Old Henry. Okay.
Oh, movies. You bring up movies, and I have to say that my husband didn't care to go to the movie theater, and he didn't like sitcoms. So for a good portion of my life, I really didn't watch a lot of movies and what have you. Probably over the last 2 years, I've watched more movies, more television than I have in my whole entire life. And caught up on a lot of movies. I've watched a lot of movies that came out in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s.
That you never saw.
That I never saw.
And good movies.
And good movies.
We saw.
And you know, they're available on so many different venues on your TV
is.
That
we don't watch network TV anymore.
Well, I haven't turned it over to that side of it.
No. It's been
months.
Gosh, I don't, except maybe like football. You know,
I don't even do that anymore.
I know. Well, that's my protest. That's my protest is watching TV.
I can't do it.
Okay. Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't really care about too many others except watching San Francisco lose. Anyway, the other movie had Tom Hanks in it. And I'm not going to talk about it too much except to say it's another one of those kind of small movies, but it's really good. Tom Hanks plays a great part in this, and he's in Saudi Arabia trying to sell. It's called A Hologram for the King, and it's a fiction story. But if you've ever been in the Middle East, ever dealt with Saudis, and seen, you know, been there, like Riyadh or any of these other places, it was so real, you know, that way. It's not violent. There's no violence in it. It's kind of a comedy. What do you call them? A dramedy or something like that.
Okay.
But it's good. And that's another one. And one we wouldn't have watched except it was on, I think, Netflix or Prime.
Or what? Yeah,
that's
so
another
many
one. Hologram for the King, if you can get that one.
Hologram for the King.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with a gent in a neighborhood out at Lake Chestina. It's not Lake Chestina.
No.
It's out there by the airport. One of the new subdivisions out there. And something happened. And I think it's worth talking about here on the radio about people buying things and then
the zoning around them
and
changing.
And then the city changes it. So we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You want to do this one? You've been there enough.
Four Winds Jewelry. I love Four Winds Jewelry. You know, they're very friendly people. They have a beautiful selection of all kinds of jewelry. If you're looking for wedding sets, if you're looking for estate jewelry, custom jewelry, Indian jewelry, and a great watchmaker, he repairs watches. They will make jewelry for you.
Absolutely.
And reasonable. Always have great ideas and a variety of price range. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, here in Reading. It's the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Always friendly people. Stop by
Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Right to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
It's Super Saturday, October 30th, at Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. The Sikh Center Anderson, in partnership with Anderson RX and Anderson Medical Associates, team up to host a COVID-19 vaccination clinic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish at 3141 St. Stephen's Drive off of Stingy Lane in Anderson. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available. Come and get vaccinated on Super Saturday and enjoy free food while organizers hand out Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards. It's the Super Saturday Vaccination Clinic, October 30th from 8 to 3 at Sacred Heart Parish in Anderson.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
~100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 21st, 7:36 in the morning. And the temperature is around 55. It's raining. It's going to continue to rain. It's going to continue to rain for a week.
Yes, it is.
This just, you know, this kind of rain we love.
It's nice soaking, that just going in easy. I'm really hoping we don't get into some torrential rain that's coming down in buckets, because if we do, we're just going to be muddled out.
I understand that Sunday we could be having that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. These are really nice people there. And there's another business that must get their employees from casting, you know, because young men and women there. Pleasant, you know, you go in through, you get a special type of wax and soap that really shines your car. They wipe it off at the end of it. It's great. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean. Good place. It's right down here on Market Eureka, right down the street from us.
Been there over 100 years.
Yeah, that area there, they've had for like 100 years. We're here with Mel Rich. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Okay, Mel. Mel wrote to me, or called, I guess, knowing that we have a propensity to take on certain things that happen in our most things that happen in our community, and you know, some we take, some we don't. But this one was really interesting. You live out in Shastina Ranch,
correct?
Out there by the airport,
right?
Okay, this is a new subdivision.
It's about 2016. I moved in 18.
Okay. Now, when you move into a subdivision like this, a new subdivision, you look at what it's going to be. Is that correct?
From the sales office, we actually bought a model home because it was all done front and backyard. And in the sales office, there was a map of the whole complex, including the proposed park to be then, we were told, built by Jeb Allen from Palomar. And based on all that we saw, we went ahead and signed on the dotted line.
Because what was in that park that when you looked at it, did it have things in it that you could look? I mean, you said, oh, that's going to be nice. Or that's going to be nice.
They were, the basics were the baseball field, soccer field, various other walking trails, bike trails. Of course, there's going to be a lot of plantings of trees. It's basically live oak now. And that was the extent of it. It didn't really, I don't think, show parking.
Mm-hmm.
It sure didn't show, at the time, a bathroom across the street from me.
Right. But now, when you buy places, when you buy your home or those lots across from the park themselves, you have to pay extra money for that. Is that correct?
We did. We were actually charged a premium. I was charged $8,000. Two doors down was charged $15,000, quote, to be across from the park.
And people will pay that. Linda told me that. She says, you know, we were talking about this. She said,
well,
yeah,
when you
no,
have guaranteed open space or something, it is a premium.
Yeah.
That you know that no one's going to be building something that's going to block your view.
Oh, yeah.
Or cause different. Yeah. It's a.
Yeah, okay, so you pay extra for that. Okay. Sounds idyllic.
It does.
However, something happened.
We had a driveway meeting that was called by a Caldwell Banker resident that lives about three doors down from me. And a gal by the name of Kim from the City of Reading Services, Community Services, came out.
Is that Kim Niemeyer?
Yes, it is.
Okay. She heads up, I think, the Parks Department.
Yes.
She's been with them about 20 years, she says.
Yeah.
And she gave a spiel on the park. She had maps that were, quote, 30% done. And there was probably 35, 40 people there, and it got kind of ruckus after things got on because there were certain concerns coming up. Each person seemed to have a different concern, and the concerns, in my point, were the bathroom being across the street and also parking being across the street. The map that most of the people that were very vocal said they saw when they first bought and signed on the dotted line was totally different. Did not have the bathroom there, did not have the parking off the street, and we were under the impression it was going to be a community park built by Jeb Allen Palomar. And I guess Sierra Pacific also was a partner to them since Jeb Allen's pulled out of the business, I hear.
D.R. Horton. Or right. D.B. Horton. Who is it?
D.R. Horton has just paved the road, which is a requirement that we have at least two or more entrances into Shastino Ranch before they start the park. So that part of it.
So the big thing then is the new park has now put the bathrooms and the parking areas right across the street from all of you who paid extra money for kind of like a so you wouldn't have, you know, it's for that you could just walk into the park and all that, which you can still do. However, you all are concerned that they put the bathroom there.
Well, my concern would be the bathroom and the parking. Other people there have other concerns, such as only parking, and it finally got to transients coming in, what was going to be done about them. And I kind of left the meeting when Kim said, quote, that transients are a way of life and you just have to get used to them. I just turned around and left. I kind of knew where the city's position was on this, but from that moment on, I started thinking, what can I do legally, or in any case, to bring this situation to where the city might just talk to us, you know, say, okay, what are your concerns? You know, let us try to solve your concerns. They don't seem to want to do that.
Are they in the process of amending the subdivision map? I mean, there had to be a subdivision map filed before they could start building
there
homes.
There was. I have not got a copy of that. I called the architect company yesterday, told them up front that, you know, if you want to talk to me, fine. I said, this may go to litigation. I said, I just have a couple of questions. Well, they never called back. A little gal from the city called back and was very concerned about my concerns. And she tried to tell me it's been this way for a long time. I said, it's not the map I saw or other people saw in the sales office when we signed on a dotted line. I says, if I had known the bathroom was going to be across the street and a parking across the street from this house, I would not have bought it, period. And so she finally just kind of, you know, hung up on me, so to speak. Didn't have much more to say. But I have gone out, and I've probably talked to 36 attorneys, a lot of them in Redding, Chico. I've actually reached out to San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento. Everybody that comes back is either conflict of interest or is too far for us to go, or we don't think you've got a valid case. So no help on that front.
Hmm. Well, so the part is, though, that even if you didn't have a transient problem, which we know we have, and we know that certain parks have been taken over by transients, homeless, whatever you want to address that, that there are problems in the parks then with violence and drugs and needles being left around. So if you didn't have a transient problem there, would you still have a problem with it?
I would still have a problem in the location of the bathrooms and the parking. Kim actually challenged us or anyone to go up to the park they just finished off a hilltop and take a look at it. Neighbor two doors down did that. He went up and talked to the people in the park, around the park, and that live close to it. He came back and said that they are having big problems there. They're having transients break into their cars, going through their trash cans. They're stealing packages on their front store, step. They're finding needles and drugs in the park. So I understand that in today's climate that these things exist, but we would like to know that there's going to be at least a police remedy, sheriff remedy, or some remedy other than my going over and making a citizen's arrest, which I'm very familiar with.
Of course, and you're on Airport Road. So recognizing that the footprint of the city of Redding, your police protection or response time from the Redding Police Department is less than it should be.
Well, I learned in canvassing the area that about 2 months ago, a resident saw an individual pull up on a truck and throw a Molotov cocktail into the wooded area where they live. Luckily, a neighbor and she were able to get enough water to carry over to it to put it out. The fire department was called. The police would call. And, of course, they looked at the situation. It was under control. But the police never came. So I don't know that it was a police report made. I would assume that the CDF or the fire department has some kind of a record of this.
Fire department.
Yes, that's just another incident of things that, because we're surrounded by vegetation and woods.
Mm-hmm.
On at least two sides. So it is a concern if somebody either set a fire.
We're here with Mel Rich, who lives out in
Shastina Ranch.
Shastina Ranch out on Airport Road. When they bought the homes, people were there. They paid extra money because they wanted, because the plans showed that they were going to be across from the park. What the plans didn't show, or maybe the plans changed, is they then put the parking in the bathroom it looks like a pretty large park, right across the street from the people who had paid extra money to be there. And they're really concerned about this. And the answer from the Parks Department, according to Mel here, is, and Kim Niemeyer, was, hey, there's a transient problem. You're going to have to, deal with it. Right?
That was her words verbatim.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993 with her team. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Right now, if you are looking at all the things that have happened in the last year, and are you sure that everything that you've invested in and the in your programs and your 401s or your retirement plans are still viable? Well, she's offering a free review and evaluation of this, of your plans, retirement plans and 401ks. Just give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
What I feel, I can't say. My love is up to you anytime I stay. Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselite pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Laux Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Larkin and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may not recover. He is probably one of the most knowledgeable lawyers you're going to find on workers' comp in California. You need someone fighting for you. Give Patrick Gorman a call at 262-2168, former law enforcement, former 101st Airborne kind of guy, and he's not afraid of a fight. So, Trish Clark and I are here with Mel Rich, who is from Shastina Lakes Ranch, Shastina Ranch, off of Airport Road. And I think it's important that just people hear about these things.
And if there's anybody out there that lives in that area that'd like to add to this conversation, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
I have letters. Join in. I have letters that Mel sent to me from other residents that hey, we like the idea of a park. However, comma, you know, all the things that are happening in our parks is very scary. And you got kids, and you know, you'd like to send them across, you know, be over there with them. And I mean, what Kim said is true, cold but true, is that we have a transient problem. However, to pay extra money to be across the street from the collection area at the bathroom and the parking seems a little, it seems like you should at least get a refund on that.
So originally you indicated that, that the park was going to be part of the subdivision and built by Jeb Allen.
That was what we were led to believe.
Okay, so now it appears that this piece of property has been dedicated to the city and is going to be a city park?
In order for Jeb Allen and the Sierra Pacific to get a permit for the whole of the division, the Jeb Allen had to dedicate. Now, dedicate to me means it's still a transfer of title. Dedicate still means it could have been money, could have been this. In order to save fees, so if he could save $2 by giving a dollar worth of land, he did that.
Uh-huh.
So I understand that that's a common practice, but then you can actually go back to a Supreme Court, California Supreme Court ruling that said that municipalities cannot charge developers any more than that their cost. So this seems to be either blackmail or a way around that, which is another direction that at least I'm looking into right now. So what recourses we do have, it still comes down to we just like the city to come out and talk to all of us that are, have concerns, because these concerns have never been discussed before with the city. And it's kind of ironic that all of a sudden they're coming forth with these plans. And why this one meeting, this driveway meeting was called, basically I would assume that she went back and said, hey, we got some irate people out there, but, you know, tough.
How many homes are we talking about?
There's well over 100 and I think 19 homes in our part of the subdivision, and there Jeb Allen was building off of Rancho and Shasta View, which they now put the road through to our subdivision. But there's about 15 homes on Bolam.
When Mel first reached out to me, I said, well, you need to say what you just told me and send it to the city council, which you did a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I've sent tons of emails to city council members.
Have you heard anything?
Not one.
So not one city council person has come back?
No.
And have you and your board of supervisors is Joe Comente?
I sent him an email about 2 days ago. I haven't heard from him.
If it's in the city, the county supervisor doesn't have anything to do with the city.
Well, one of the residents that I went to when I was canvassing said something that was quite interesting, and I kind of talked to the city gal yesterday. He said, why don't we just save the city $2 million or more? I says, what do you mean? He says, don't build it.
Well, the city's not building it, though.
Well, they're going to be contracting out at this point. Jeb Allen's not building it.
No, but I thought the guy that took over all of his...
That will have to... I don't know if he is not. That's something yet to be determined.
Anyway, but here's the thing is, if they're not returning your emails, I would get as many of the citizens out there that this is affecting and it's upsetting, go down to City Hall, and each of you take 3 minutes, because in front of the City Council, and on Tuesday at 6 p.m., you go down and you fill out these blue cards, and you get 10 or 12 of you down there, and you speak for 3 minutes about, hey, this isn't what we, you know, you don't have to put the bathroom there. If you move the bathroom to another area, at least it makes it safer for us. You're articulate, as are others. I've read some letters that you sent me, too, from other people, and just voice your concerns out in public.
It would be interesting to see the timing on the original subdivision map when the changes were made, the trail of who had control over it, yeah, how it was being put, and when those changes were made, and what is spurring it now. Is this something that's going to be built in the near future?
We actually have a resident on Bolam who currently works for Sierra Pacific, and I contacted them about a week ago. She was up with her daughter, who's, I think, becoming a police officer, and I haven't heard back from her, but I would think that she has a lot of knowledge, and maybe even some maps or of what was proposed, you know, years back.
Uh-huh.
And we just don't know when things were changed. Now, as far as this POS, which is point of sale from Caldwell Banker that we saw on the wall in the sales office that everybody made their minds up as to buy a knot and to pay the prices that we pay, because in paying for a model, you pay more than I could have bought a lot in back for and landscaped it myself, because ours was totally done.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my age and everything else, we went ahead and bought that. And we bought it knowing that it was going to be a park across the street, as everybody on Boland was told and paid premiums for. I just talked to one of the prominent real estate people and appraisers in Reading yesterday. I won't mention his name, but he's one of the best. And evidently he was in a situation where he knew that a golf club was going under and the city was going to buy a land and possibly build a park. He put his house up for sale immediately. He wasn't going to live across from a city park. So I asked him, I says, would this affect the valuation of the home? He says, well, I really can't tell at this point, but I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't live across the street from a city park. And this is one of the best real estate appraisers in Shasta County.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that just the activity at a park is going to bring in people from out of the area on a regular basis.
There's no doubt about that.
Whether they're good people or bad people or transients or whatever it is, it's going to be a traffic into your life that wouldn't normally be. But you knew going into it you were going to be across from a park, so that isn't the issue. It's the location of the parking and the bathroom that...
I don't know that I really was concerned 4 years ago on your transients, homeless, and the problems that park will incur because of this, but it seems like to me that there's less enforcement of laws for those individuals that do drugs and needles, use the bathrooms, tape the locks, you know, open.
Yeah. We have to run. We're over time here. But Mel Rich, I would urge you to get all your fellow citizens and go to the city hall and make them listen to you and then see what happens from there.
I will keep my voice very high and out in the open.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you both.
After the news, we're going to have Sheriff Mike Johnson with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Of about 900,000 in January. While layoffs appear to be returning to normal, many other aspects of the job market aren't. Hiring has slowed in the past 2 months, despite employers posting a near-record number of jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sales of used homes bounced back last month, making their strongest showing since January. National Association of Realtors says existing home sales rose 7% last month from August. Wall Street, the Dow down 90 points, NASDAQ up 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's one box that you'd run back into your burning house to grab. It's the box filled with your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Those sentimental, meaningful, irreplaceable moments. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago so that we could help families save their memories from being destroyed by floods or fires. And it's not just natural disasters, Adam. Every day, videotapes and photos are slowly fading away, decaying, neglected in closets and attics. Digitizing your old media stops fading, and preserving those recordings means they are safe forever. It's like magic converting your shoebox of memories into digital files, ready to watch and share. It's the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. That's why over 1 million families have already trusted Legacy Box. Legacy Box is simple and easy, it works, and is safe. We'd love to preserve your family's collection. Don't wait, the risk is too great. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. That's legacybox.com/lbox to get started and save. Legacybox.com/lbox.
South Korea has launched its first homegrown rocket, but it failed to put a dummy satellite into orbit.
The country has risen to become the world's 12th largest economy and is a technologically advanced nation. But its space program has so far lagged behind those in China, Japan, and India. South Korea has future plans for launching surveillance, navigation, and landing a lunar probe by 2030. The program also includes military satellites, but officials deny that the Nuri has any use as a weapon itself.
The BBC's Laura Vicker. Facebook has struck a deal with a group of French publishers to pay for links to their news stories that are shared by people on the social network. The company says it inked a licensing agreement with a group representing 300 French publishers to improve the quality of online information for Internet users and publishers on Facebook. Financial terms not disclosed. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Employers are confronting demands by hourly workers on terms that often used to be non-negotiable. Scheduling.
That has meant pushing back on weekend, late night, or holiday shifts. Hourly workers are taking a page from their white-collar peers who are restructuring their workdays to accommodate their lifestyles. Similarly, hourly workers are seeking flexibility in how and when they do their jobs. Desperate for hired hands, companies are responding by adjusting schedules to meet worker demands. But they are limited in what they can do, given the nature of how they operate, especially with customers having grown accustomed to getting what they want when they want it. Jeremy House reporting.
No word yet on the identity of the apparent human remains found in a Florida park. Those remains discovered by teams searching for Brian Laundrie. He was a person of interest in the disappearance and the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here today, the 21st of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, stand by, because we may have to get a couple of those special things rolling, like we did before. Shame. Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday.
Love Thursday mornings. It's 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63 and a low this evening of 54, and heavy rain and breezy this evening. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 64, a low of 51, chance of showers into the evening and chance of showers all day long. On Saturday, rain, a high of 57 and a low of 51, rain Saturday night. Sunday, heavy rain, high of 57, a low of 48. And on Monday, rain again and a high of 57, low of 47. And showers and rain all the way through next week, next Thursday. So we're hoping that it goes to the showers and doesn't get too much of that heavy rain and call the mudslides.
They're saying heavy rain Sunday, and there's already mudslide warnings. And we've got a guy with us today that will be able to probably talk a little bit about that.
Shed some light on that. All right. Well, the weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey,
good Anderson business.
It is a good Anderson business. He was my co-host. Chuck Kinney was
my
co-host.
I checked it. Enjoyed listening to him, yes.
This is a great guy.
He's a really great guy.
He and Judy. And, you know, sometimes I don't see Chuck for months. And then all of a sudden we'll see each other like four times in a week or 2 weeks. They came out for Linda's out at Riverview Country Club.
What a delightful evening that was. Singing. It was just incredible.
You're always invited to those.
Well, all right.
Okay. Yeah. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, who was supposed to be on yesterday. Don't get confused. Because
you didn't miss it. He's here today.
He actually did
that purposely because he really wanted to be on the radio on Thursday because that's when Trish is here.
There you go.
That's exactly what it was, Trish.
Absolutely.
But you had a pretty good reason.
I did have a pretty good reason. We got a little busy. Let me tell you the thing that I'm most disappointed about missing my normal scheduled Wednesday morning is that I always get the Mike commercial that comes up for Hump Day.
Well, you know what?
We didn't play it yesterday.
So
that's my favorite part about coming on the radio. Makes me smile, makes me laugh every time.
I actually got a call this morning. Someone was like, why didn't you play it yesterday?
Well, just listen, because we're going to play it at the next break. Just
okay,
for you there, sure.
Yeah. So, hey, let's jump right into what we started out before we went on the air. And has become pretty routine complaint that I'm hearing, and that's with CCWs and getting those permits going. So, let me start by apologizing to all my CCW holders and that are trying to renew or get their CCW and the process.
11,000 plus.
Yes, that's changing over. We're trying to streamline that and go, paperless, basically, and make it online, and supposed to be easier, quicker, and all that, and it's turned out to be just the opposite. It's a problem that I'm gonna have to step in and, like, grab hold of and try to help fix myself, because, I thought that we had, crossed that hurdle, but apparently not, because especially this week, I've heard it, that Carl, you brought it up to me, said,
I've had two people, yeah. Separate people just talked
to me
about
it,
saying about
the
problem.
I was at a couple events over the last week and approached by people at both of those events that are having the same problem. So obviously we're failing and not doing something right. So I promise you I'll get working on fixing that, because I don't want that. I want that to be an easier process, not a more difficult process, right? We're servicing that many people. It's something that, Carl, I get asked this a lot, and Trish, and I guess I'm not doing a good job of putting out that message very well either. I keep getting asked if I'm a 2A supporter or not, and I thought that was very clear that I've come out and said I couldn't be a stronger 2A supporter, but that apparently that message is not out yet. So if you don't know, absolutely 2A supporter, and don't even waver when it comes to that topic.
The process used to be you would literally come down to the station like three times. You turn in your paperwork, then you come back again for the live print or live scan, and then would you come back again for the interview and bring your guns at that point? So it's like three times. So supposedly you were able to upload all of this information in, and then you could just have to come down for the live scan and the interview.
Yes.
But
supposedly,
but somewhere in there, something happened.
There's some sort of breakdown in that system and what we got going. We are in the process of putting two kiosks into the lobby so that you can come right into the lobby and do all the computer stuff that you need to enter in one-stop shop. We haven't got those kiosks in yet, but you know, it's a process with the county bids
ideally,
and getting stuff going. So
ideally, yeah. It would be I do a renewal. I upload the information. It's been signed by the instructor, the instructor saying I have qualified on these guns.
Correct.
And I qualify with a great instructor, by the way. I think I could qualify myself, but I'm not sure because I am. Can I?
He's looking at you, Trish. What's going on here?
Can I qualify myself as an instructor? I have to have somebody else qualify me.
Yes.
I think so. That's got to be tested.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So
that's me qualifying myself on the range, right? Can't do that.
Honor integrity.
Honor integrity. So I have somebody else do it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So then I have Ted. I'm out there. I shoot the five guns to put on my permit. Ted signs it off. I should be able to upload that, send it to you, and then a couple weeks later, I get something in the mail that's my license signed with a facsimile signature of yours. Does that happen?
No, I could tell you definitively that's not happening. I'm hearing stories of, you know, 90 days, 120 days plus for trying just to get their renewal going, and you know, in some of the cases that I've researched where people complain about that, it's been their own fault of not uploading the right documents. But I'm not using that as an excuse for across the board, because other cases I've looked at, there's been no problem at all with the documents that have been submitted. So, again, it's a failure on our behalf, and I'll be working to fix that, because I don't want that to be cumbersome to anybody.
Well, it had slowed down before. From what it used to be, and that may be just numbers, but I got mine renewed last December, January for the 2-year period. And generally it was, you know, in and out. Once you got your paperwork together, you went in, you got it signed, boom, you had your license.
Yeah.
And I went probably 3 weeks, and had submitted way in advance of the termination date.
Right.
And then I was 3 weeks into it where I couldn't carry because my license had expired, even though the thing had been submitted. So it had slowed down then, but now it's evidently gotten really bad.
Yeah,
down.
And you know, part of this is COVID-driven as well. You know, we were having, from what I was told, this was before I got there, but there was lines going out that lobby and out that parking lot, clogging up our lobby with CCW renewals and and applications. And that's, while that's good at one thing, I love to hear that that many people are getting their CCW permits. It, you know, during COVID, we can't have that many people in the lobby. It has to slow down. You can't have that much contact. It created a problem, which is why they launched it into the, yeah, into the, paperless Ethernet and computer.
Which makes sense. It seems like that would be able to work, but there's a human in here someplace.
Right.
Do you have enough people on this job?
No, absolutely not.
You take volunteers for this job?
I've got two. I don't know the answer to that. I think I probably could. I have to do a background and vet them out. But yeah, I need more staffing for it. No doubt about.
I'm willing to work. And I'm sure there's others. You can background check me. It's been done by
a couple times.
Organizations a little bit higher than this. But if it meant that if it's something as simple as looking at the paperwork and making sure that it's been signed and all these things so it can move forward, if you don't have enough people for that, you know, I could see two or three volunteers would come in to help with that.
You know, that's a good thought.
And to get your backlog on, and then, you know, then we don't have to volunteer anymore.
Okay. Well, full disclosure, again, I don't know the actual problem yet. I'll be working on it in the next couple of weeks for sure, because, like I said, this isn't the first time I've heard it, and I don't like hearing that, and I like to solve issues, so that's what I'll work on.
Third Wednesday of next month.
Okay.
And which happens to be the 16th, I think. The only reason I'm saying that is, anyway.
That's when you're going to ask me about it again, and we're going to see if we've got a solution.
Yeah, because,
okay,
because
fair enough.
Every time an elected official comes on and they talk about a problem, the next time they come on. So what's going on with that?
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be at least a plan will be there, and it'll probably already implemented knowing you.
Yep, it will.
We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and he addressed the CCW backlog we have right now. On one side, it's good. Bad side is if you've expired, you can't carry.
Yeah, and I don't want to see that happen to any of my CCW holders. That's kind of defeats the purpose, right? And I don't want to have that lapse, and I don't want it to be an inconvenience. So all you CCW people out there, I promise you I'll work on that this week and next, and hopefully we'll come up with something. We will come up with something.
Great.
If any of you have questions for Sheriff Mike Johnson, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
That includes Nick, and we'll get to Nick right after the break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Sometimes you don't know that you have muscles in certain spots until you pull them or you do something new. Just ordinarily working out, you're used to that. But when you do something new, maybe you've strained something or you've sprained something, well, Rachel and Kevin are the people to go to. Orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance to get you back into action. Very experienced on the U.S. gymnastics team, pro football combines, colleges, universities. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Give them a call at 533-5030 or stop by the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way next to the Chinese place. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. to 212121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, well, now, of course, yesterday really was hump day, but we didn't play it, and we've had phone calls from our listeners saying, where was it? And then, of course, Sheriff Johnson is sitting here chortling because
he loves it.
He loves it. Hey, welcome back
so
to the show.
So we're pretending it's Wednesday.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But it's really
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday
for 30 seconds.
Well, last week we had Trish come on Friday.
We've got everybody so confused that they don't know what day it is.
We don't. So just trust us. We're from the government. Just trust us. Thinking about purchasing an electric car, huh? Yeah, because you better, because on 2030, you're not going to be able to use small engines, generators, or any of those things. And after that, no internal combustion engines. Get in front of the curve. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates.
And the big lines will be out there, but it'll be charging their lawnmowers and their weed eaters.
I don't even want to go there. By the way, where's the electricity come from to charge all of these things?
I mean,
we can't keep electricity on when we've got electricity. Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, thanks for getting to me before you change the subject. I've got a qualifying question for the sheriff. Say a guy's got three .38 pistols and two .357 pistols, and I want to qualify them all for my CCW. I've got to qualify with each pistol, and, you know, ammunition's hard to get, and it's expensive as hell. I would suggest that a person only need to qualify with one revolver and maybe qualify with an automatic if you have one. I'd like your thoughts on that, because I just think it's ridiculous you have to qualify with each pistol.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the case. Just because they're the same caliber or same type of functioning, being a semi-automatic or a revolver, doesn't prove the functionality of each weapon, and that's part of qualifying with each weapon, that you know, there's always a little bit of difference in each one of those, and to be signed off legally and to be permitted legally, every weapon that's listed on your permit, you have to actually shoot and qualify with.
Let me ask you this. Is that a county qualification, or is that a state law?
Don't know the answer to that. I think it's a state law.
It's a state law. It is a state law, Nick. And trust me, when we come up to have people requalify, and they have to bring all five pistols up, when we're doing our requals, you only have to shoot 20 shots.
You could have five identical pistols. You could have five Glock 40s, all the same make, model, everything.
Except serial numbers.
Yep, except serial numbers, and you'll have to qualify with every single one of them if you want them on your CCW.
That's disappointing, but you answered my question.
It is a state thing.
It is, yes, I'm sorry. And I know, I feel the same thing that you're saying with the ammunition cost and the repetitiveness of having to do some of that, but law's law, and we have to abide by it to get you your CCW.
Hey, Nick.
Have a great day.
Hey, Nick, give me a call. Nick, you there?
Yeah.
Give me a call after the show, and let me tell you how we can do this with a lot less ammo. And still obey the law. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Yeah, there are ways to do this where you're not having to. Even if you had 338s, we can get you through there with one box of ammunition, because you have to qualify with 16 hits on the target. You get 16 hits on your first 16 are hits.
Then you don't have to shoot the
other
four.
You don't shoot the other four. Right. Otherwise, if you were going to shoot five guns, 20 rounds apiece, that's it's two boxes plus. Okay, Sheriff, the marijuana eradication program that you started.
Yeah, how about
that? How's that going?
It's going great. It's going really good. I wish I could be doing a grow every day or two or three grows every day, but as it's going now, we're getting about two a week. When I say it's going great, for the ones we're doing. We have a list country mile long of places that we need to hit, but we're going full bore on it, and it's productive, and we're taking out big grows in communities that are being plagued with cartel members and guns and environmental damage and everything else. Now,
are we getting any of the heavy hitters involved in this, or are we just getting the plants at this point?
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting guns. We're getting good cases on some people. We're getting a lot of marijuana, cleaning up a lot of areas there. Now, of course, we could be doing better. I'm not going to tell you that we can't. I mean, we aren't doing in-depth investigations like we would like to. What we're doing mostly is just kind of going in. We're doing search warrants, everything legally, everything above board. But we're going in and ripping gardens right now is what we're after, and that's kind of been the objective. And again, you guys know that I've said this before. It's not ideal because we're doing it on overtime. Guys that are out doing these grows are our guys, and our allied agencies that are sending people are doing it with the guys that have already put in their 40-hour, 50-hour work week, volunteering their days off, coming in and doing these operations, and we're paying them overtime to do it simply because we don't have the staffing to staff a marijuana unit right now. And that's another – probably my most – difficult hurdle at the sheriff's office right now across the board, whether you're talking about my records division, jail, the deputies, everything, is staffing. We need staff.
And how many unfilled positions do you have that you have positions available that you can't fill?
Right. Yeah, I have, they're not unfunded positions. They're funded positions that are just vacant because we can't find the staffing, or we're losing people quicker than we can replace them. And I'm down about 10 deputies. I'm down about 12 jailers, down a couple record staff. I'm down some other support staff.
And these are
staff.
Funded positions. We just can't find the people to fill the
right.
positions.
And that's my real pitch is for the day is if you have any interest in a law enforcement career, the jail is a great place to work. I know it doesn't sound like that when you hear that, but You know, the starting wage at the jail is about $25 an hour. It goes up to about $35 an hour. And we have people that are making really good money because they're putting in a lot of overtime. Now, they got to put in the overtime and work if you want to get up in the, you know, $90,000, $100,000 range. But we've got people making that because there's just that much
there's that, you're not enough
available.
People.
And it's a yeah. good paying job. It's steady. It's benefited. It's, it, believe it or not, it's a good work environment. I know, again, you, on face value, you hear working in the jail sounds horrible, but.
I know people that work in the jail and they have good,
yeah,
it's a good job.
And plus, if you're looking to get in law enforcement, our program, you know, is that we take a couple people out of the jail every academy and send them to the academy and put them on the street as deputies. So it's kind of a progressive thing, but I can't take too many out of the jail to put on the street as deputies because
right.
my jail's already short, right? So
majority full.
There's a problem. So it's a balancing act.
Here's a question from one of the listeners. Are you arresting a lot of people from out of the state or area?
A significant amount. Yeah, we are.
What part of the marijuana year is this? Is this the are they still growing out there?
Outdoor grows are done.
Okay.
October is harvest time for outdoor grows.
Right.
And usually that's kind of the earlier part of October, and then they, you know, they trim up all their buds and off they ship them. So we were trying to get to all mostly outdoor grows before October hit or October was over.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of transitioning and we'll go after some more of those hoop houses, indoor grows. Cause those.
How much do you think that you all did in with the, I know these big operations you had going. What's the street value of that?
Oh my gosh. Carl, I'd have to pull stats on that.
In millions though, would you say?
Oh yeah. Okay. Multi-millions of dollars worth. Cause when we go, especially when we do the, what we call the hoop houses, which are the indoor grow ones.
Yeah.
So they have them on cycles. So if they have 10, let's just say for argument's sake, 10 hoop houses going, they're at different stages, all those houses. So there's a constant harvesting going on mm-hmm. and product being turned on those. So when we go hit those, we may get 300 pounds of already processed marijuana sitting ready there to be shipped off. Plus we're tearing down all those plants that are growing that'll be harvested again. So it's a little bit different on the outdoor grows, right? So the plants are bigger. There's a bigger yield, but there's only one harvest a year with those, and that's in October. So we try to hit those before that gets harvested and gets on the street and shipped out and the money's made.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, talking about the one of the things he promised on the first show he was here. I'm going after the large grows, and you have been. Unfortunately, we don't have enough people, so we're using.
And we got a lot of large grows.
We got a lot of large grows, so there's a lot of overtime going out
right
now.
3,560 okay. square miles, and they're all over the place.
And they are. And we're trying to, just so you know and the community knows, we're not just focusing on one place. We're trying to hit all the different areas and be random about it. One, so people don't know when we're coming, right, and plan for us. And two, because we're trying to take the bigger grows out of the different communities because everybody's being impacted, and I don't trying to spread the love, if you will, for a lack of better terms.
I don't think people realize the impact from these grows if on a community, along with the water, the ground saturation, the impact of the people there, but the disintegration to the water supply.
Yeah.
The smell.
And they go in, Trish, and what we're finding is they will clear cut an area
exactly.
in the middle of the forest, scrape it down to the dirt, put in these grows, they'll dam up the creeks or they'll tap illegal wells, and pesticides they bring in, they have these big doughboy pools that they just fill with pesticides, which they run through the grows. They set up these little traps and poisons all around the grows to kill the wildlife. It's just the impacts go on and on.
Denude a whole area when yeah. they put.
And you would think the Sierra Club and all these environmental groups would be up in arms on this.
They're absolutely
you don't hear
mood
it.
On it.
Yeah, I called them.
Isn't that amazing?
I called the Sierra Club and said, "These are going on. Why aren't you guys involved?" Well, no answer. Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, had enough of taking care of the house, the plumbing, the gutters, and all this. and you still got a lot of life left, but that's just enough of it. Look at River Common Senior Living. This is an active senior living community, beautiful accommodations, gourmet chef, transportation if you wanted, activities. They're pet friendly. For more information and get a lunch and a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Jesus,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. One of the highest rated hospitals in the country by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars. And these are really high ratings. And you might want to check other hospitals and medical facilities in the area to see if they're rated this high. You know, this includes their heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, and many more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we've so far discussed the backup in the CCW at the sheriff's office. He's acknowledging this, that in the fact that he's been hearing about it probably as much as I have, and has pledged to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, so
and next month, we'll come here and tell you we've cleared a backlog of 1,000 cases.
I'm not promising that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm volunteering my time, and I'll try and get Linda. We'll come in there for a couple hours a day to help.
Okay.
I'd volunteer myself,
Trish,
to come in. Absolutely.
You know, you show us how to do it, and I have no idea what you have to do, but there's got to be a human in it someplace.
Yeah, there is.
That when it comes in, that they have to transpose this is the only thing I can think of. They at least have to transpose it to a new
license. Let me diagnose the problem first, Carl.
No. Okay, I got it.
Okay,
I got
it.
I appreciate the help, the offer to help.
I offered to help with the marijuana grows.
I know you did.
But
they won't let you.
Well, no, I'm sure it has something to do with the insurance policy of putting people out there destroying illegal grows.
You and Rivera Jancelmo wanting to ride around in the helicopter with it.
It was pollen. He wanted. Well, that. Yeah.
Another story.
That's another story.
Yeah. Okay, so my favorite sheriff
question.
Here's
a gunner's belt.
Okay, my favorite sheriff question. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, you know that the sheriff's department was right across the street from the supervisor's office.
Right.
And any given time that I wanted to see a sheriff's deputy, I could walk across the street and there was a whole building full of them.
Okay.
And my question was, what do we call sheriff's patrol? Why are all these people inside the building in Reading instead of out in the communities and doing sheriff stuff?
Well, you must have been. Were you across from the admin building?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's your answer.
Lots of bodies, but why are they all in there and not out on the street? It seemed like to me that the organization was a little top heavy.
I would argue not the case. We have an administration just like anybody else, and that administration is consolidated into a building, and so that building is what you see. You know, we still. Arguably are cops because we're sworn officers. We wear the uniform. We have a badge and a gun and arrest powers and all that. But, those are the folks that are making the, keeping the wheels and the cogs turning.
I got not that, actually but there was a lot of them that I also see out in the communities on occasion, but that they spend a lot of time.
Well, you have a civil unit that's in the admin building, and you have deputies that come and go from that admin building, but their actual headquarters is located, the patrol headquarters is located in another building, not on that campus. So what you're seeing is admin people and civil division and people that are doing day-to-day paperwork, if you will, or administrative type of duties. The deputies on the street work out of an entirely different building where we're not getting in their way, and they're finding one of them in their own building is a task because they are out on the street and they're doing their job.
On any given day, how many, any given time in the county, how many people, how many deputies are actually out on patrol?
Well, that fluctuates, of course, but roughly 6 or 7. In the whole county?
Yeah, and
that's
certainly not enough, which is an area you need to address. I know I saw where you've been up at Burley. We have a good command staff up there and a good presence.
Right.
City of Shasta Lake is covered good. You know where I'm going next. Shingletown, Cottonwood, a lot of those places. Are we ever going to be able to get deputies back up in those areas?
We will. I have to get my staffing up before I put – I mean, it's – talking about priority, I would love to get a resident deputy in Shingletown and Lakehead. Those are my two top priorities I'd like to get in place. And actually, I'd like to those deputies to have dogs, so they're handlers and they have a partner and they're not completely
alone.
That
makes sense.
That is a great idea, yeah.
But I, again, Trish, it comes down to staffing. I can't pull people out of the high calls for service areas and put resident deputies when I can't don't have enough staff.
Gotcha.
To even staff those things. But it is on my radar. It is something I'm very committed to doing. I'm working all these things we talk about goes right back to what staffing, not enough people, right? So
absolutely.
My primary objective is to recruit and figure out ways to get people in the door because traditional ways aren't working anymore and we need to be creative and figure it out.
Well, and I'm impressed that you were able to address that issue down in Anderson with staffing, and so I have high hopes that you become creative and get some people working in the Sheriff's Department as well.
I'm working on it already, too. And now I have a CCW problem to work on it simultaneously, but I'll get to it. Hey, did you want to hear some good news?
Sure.
That you brought up? Yeah, I'm a new grandpa. That's a big
deal.
There
you go. And yeah. You didn't take 2 months grandfather leave.
I did not. In fact, I haven't even seen my grandbaby yet.
This is a sad story.
San Diego. So my granddaughter was born a couple weeks ago, and me and my wife, of course, are ecstatic about that. And it's our first grandbaby. And we had our plane tickets and all booked to go see, because it's a C-section. It was planned. We knew the date it was coming. And my poor wife got viral pneumonia off of COVID, and the doctor told her that she could not go down and see the baby. And my wife cried for 2 days straight, and we had to change our plane flights, and so we haven't even got to see the baby yet.
Yeah, that's just heartbreaking, and tell Rosemary how. Absolutely, that's devastating. That's not fair to a new grandma.
Before we go into our next break, I want to talk about something for the county that has nothing to do with the sheriff, except the sheriff is such a supporter of our veterans, is Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. Had the annual state conference of all 58 counties, 58 counties, all their veteran service officers came here for the conference.
Wow.
Wow. Last night they had a little soiree and Linda sang the national anthem. But she'll be on next Wednesday and we're going to talk about all the things that everybody's facing out there. But we've got a big announcement for her too. She was just honored by the state of California, but we'll talk about that later. I don't want to cut in on this, but I just want to give a big shout out to Celestina and the Shasta County Veterans Service Office for the great work they're doing here.
I just want to throw in one thing about how important it is when we can get those statewide 58 county meetings, get those people from the rest of this state up to our area. It's huge.
Yes, it is.
Because people do not, when you talk about 3 hours north of Sacramento to get to the Oregon border, they look at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely no idea that there is people and land and things above Sacramento.
Well, it always baffles me when people talk about Northern California and they're mentioning San Francisco and
there
Sacramento.
You go. So
it's like, that's not Northern
California.
That is a huge
accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. And
to have all of those 58 county
I just wanted to mention that. And the next Wednesday we're going to talk a lot more about it. But a big shout out to Celestina and her gang over there.
Yeah.
Okay, 8:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, the place to get your haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get a haircut. We'll be right back.
Up at Anselm.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nurseries open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Kern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselite pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sands, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Kern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Out here in the field,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to have with us Jim Wadley from the airport manager of course, the Redding Airport, and they made the announcement yesterday. We're starting nonstop flights to Las Vegas. If you don't, and it starts January 6th, comes back that Sunday, the 9th. If you don't have a ticket, it's too late. People were trying to get them last night. We're telling people it is sold out. We're going to be there. I hope a lot of our listeners will be there, too. Maybe we'll have a little KCNR Free Fire Radio party in Vegas. Also,
I loved the first question that came through on Facebook, though. You got flights to Las Vegas. Are they going to fly us back?
Yeah, it is. It's round trip. It's round trip. Okay. And I think it was $29 a ticket.
Oh, man, you can catch a Raiders game.
Why would I do that?
Oh, because it's a brand new stadium.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well.
If I was going to watch football, that'd be the one I'd want to see.
But we're also going to have with us, one of the leaders of the Fountain Wind Project.
Okay.
Is going to be on too. He'll be on at 8 o'clock, to talk about the Fountain Wind Project.
And when is that?
That'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Because they're getting ready to have the big,
Henry Wolteg, I believe.
Henry Wolteg will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we've got to go to the phones. Terry. Sorry, Terry. I was just kind of, you know, I get into in Australia, they call it a walkabout. You just kind of like, yeah, my head goes someplace. What's up, Terry?
Anyway, just a quick question, and I just tuned in, so I know that I'm going to bring up something very quickly that's been talked about, but Mike, you talked about the CCW. What is the reluctance in Shasta County to get civilian help on things that Sheriff LaRue is doing, Sheriff Hencraft is doing, many other sheriffs are doing in the state of California? when they're behind on a CCW situation, and I know that you're saying that you get to the bottom of it, and I appreciate that, and know you've been busy. Question is, why not use someone like Trish Clark or Carl Bott, Upstanding Citizens, to help with paperwork number one? Number two, getting to the bottom of something where law-abiding citizens are actually trying to renew what they should not even have to renew, that's their God-given right to carry, their God-given right to protect themselves. Why is that such a laborious, long task when we've all been told that it's because you're short-staffed? Well, wouldn't civilians help in that? And how do the other, is there a liability? Is there more to it than you're just going to get to the bottom of it?
Well, first of all, I'm not opposed to having citizens volunteer and come help. There is a vetting process that has to go on because I can't just let anybody walk through the door and have access to and visuals on CLETS information and people's private information. So I do have to do backgrounds and vet people out, even if they're volunteers, before they come. But I'm absolutely not opposed to using volunteers to help on a number of different levels, including CCWs. And when I say I need to get to the bottom of this, I need to know what the problem is and why it's taking so long before I can give an intelligible answer to how I'm going to fix it. And I haven't researched that yet, Terry, so I just don't know what that answer is.
And Terry, he did cover this at great length in the whole first section of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So we're going to get a report back on November 17th as to where we're at now.
Yeah, I kind of worry about people like Carl, but Trish should be fine.
Yeah, you know what? I hold grudges. We've had 5,000 guests. I'm sure
Oh no,
we'll contact you when we do Carl's background, Terry.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
What should people be looking for, Mike? I know you're going after the big marijuana grows. You've been successful with that. You're taking on the CCW problem now. That started before your watch, but now is culminating on your watch.
Right.
What are the things people are going to be looking at here?
As far as the Sheriff's Department goes? Number one, you're going to see a big push for me to recruit people. I need people. That's the bottom line. I can't overcome a lot of these problems as quickly as I'd like to without staffing. Now, what you'll never hear from me is the answer that we can't do something, no matter how short-staffed we are. We'll figure it out, but it's harder to figure out when I don't have the staff, right? So what you can count on me doing is showing up at different places and trying to steal your employees or recruit your employees or get people through the door at the Sheriff's Department. That's going to be my number one mission over the next month. Last night, my wife, I came home and was bending her ear about that because I was frustrated with that last night, and she got on the phone and in a half hour recruited two people for me. So it's just a matter of putting the
recruited effort. Them for what?
One to put in an application for the jail and one to put in an application for a deputy.
You know what?
Just like that.
You should hire her.
For the record, Mike's wife is an absolute sweetheart. I mean,
she is
such part of our community.
She's a dynamo.
They're a good pair.
Sure.
No question.
So, yeah, you can look for that. Carl, you can look for the Sheriff's Department to be more involved in community events and visual and out in the community much more. I'm my history with that. I'm big on that, and not just focused in one area. I've been trying to reach out to I've spent a lot of time in the Intermountain area recently. I'm trying to get to Cottonwood and to Lakehead next, and I've already been out in Igo Nono at the Volunteer Fire Department thing. I'm trying to reach all these communities and truly serve all the communities in Shasta County. And I know that's a big task, but that's what I'm hired for, right? I'm here to serve the people, and I'm going to try to do that.
Okay.
Well, and I can just say that I think that Mike has proven himself in the community that he comes from. We miss him terribly down in the city of Anderson, although we're very pleased with our new police chief. John is filling that
position. He seems like a good guy.
John's a solid guy. Yeah.
He is, but I know that, county's got going to do well under Mike's tutelage.
Well, there's just a lot to do.
There is.
And
I have to prioritize it, and that's
you have to.
That's the thing. So, but I do appreciate the feedback from everybody, and I truly mean that. So even in whether I agree or disagree with some of the feedback I get, or and whether I think it's a priority or not, I do like hearing from people, and I like hearing people's creative ideas. I like hearing people just like you two offered to help with a CCW
thing.
I
think you'll find a number of people who come in there a couple hours a week, and it just to help take the load off and to get everything caught up. I mean, it doesn't take that much, you know. Yeah, you have to go through a background check, but if you've got a CCW already, you've already had a background check, so you should be okay.
Right.
Anyway.
We'll see what Terry has to say about you, Carl.
He's already cleared me. I can start anytime.
Well, you know what? Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, Terry loves me. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, he's not sure.
Not
Sundays,
so
Sundays, he didn't think about me at all.
Okay.
So that's okay. You know, I can live with that.
All right.
All right. Mike, we appreciate you coming in every month.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Sorry I had to miss yesterday. Thanks for catching up with my commercial. I appreciate that. That always makes my day.
Well, I'll have to start popping in every once in a while on a Wednesday, though, because I enjoy catching up with you as well. I mean, I was the one that started having Mike come in on when I was doing the show on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Mike was always one I could reach out at the last minute and say, hey, do the radio show with me tomorrow so we can educate people about what's going on.
I'm kind of wondering, Trish, if Linda has a little bias against me, because I've been on this radio show a lot, and I have never had her in here to talk to me.
Oh, whoa.
What about that, Carl?
Well, on Wednesday, next month on Wednesday, she'll be right here, and she got her CCW in time. But that was under the old system, you know, renewal. So, thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay,
and please pass on to all your officers. They're out there.